The Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business and your business is our business. Follow them on Twitter.com/Experience Pros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. You know, in life, in business, nothing is cookie cutter.
Oh, absolutely not. And I think there are times when you're just on the top of your game and you think you've got it all pulled together, and then something comes along and knocks you down and throws you through a loop. Our next guest is Jim Roddy. He is the of the Jameson Publishing Company, and they've actually been named the best publishing company to work for in the United States. He's also the author of the book, Hire Like You Just Beat Cancer. Very intriguing title. Mr. Roddy, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hi, Angel and Eric. Nice to be here, and please call me Jim.
Well, Jim, very nice to have you, and thank you for that. Now, how did you, the title of your book is very provocative, Hire Like You Just Beat Cancer. How did you come to bring those two concepts, hiring and survival of cancer, together?
Good question. So when I was a young manager, I thought I understood the importance of hiring the best people. I mean, you hear that all over the place. Your people make the difference. Very important. But it really didn't hit home until when I was 32 years old, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And so that forced me to step away from my business. First, to have surgery, so that meant I was going to be totally out for 6 weeks. Then I had to have chemotherapy for the next 9 months. That meant I worked only part-time. And so I was away from my coworkers for that period of time. And also, if things didn't go well, I could have been away from my coworkers permanently. And so it really crystallized for me that the people who you hire are really going to make or break your business. You can't be there hands-on all the time. And so I really, again, I actually had to live through that experience to realize that. And now the lessons that I learned when cancer knocked me down, it really helped build me up as a hiring manager and take the process more seriously. And I apply the lessons that I learned aggressively every time now I interview a potential employee.
Yeah, it's a tough way to learn that lesson. And yet, Jim, you took that experience. You absolutely learned from it. And now you're imparting some of that wisdom in your book, Hire Like You Just Beat Cancer. So were there some hiring mistakes you had made along the way that you discovered during this process?
I had made some, for sure. And, you know, every hiring manager, even Jack Welch, you know, talks about it in looking back. He struggled and maybe hit 50% at best. But some of the common mistakes that I see managers making that I've made before is, number one, they don't invest the time. They think, hey, over a lunch or a quick resume review, meet this person for an hour or so. They seem fine, so let's bring them on board. So investing time, or not enough time, is a mistake. Another one is hiring the least worst person who applies for the job. Not holding out for, oh, I need to have this kind of person, but, hey, I had 25 people apply for the job, and this person's the least worst out of the 25, so, you know, I guess I have to hire them, as opposed to, well, this batch of 25 didn't cut it, let me go and look a little bit harder. And another one is people, hiring managers, only hiring based on skills, looking at the resume, and personality. Hey, we hit it off during the chat, and so I'm going to bring them on board, not going deeper than that.
Jim, my background is in the hiring arena. I was in management for many, many years throughout my career. And I just get shivers when you start talking about hiring the least worst.
And yet we've all done that.
Sure,
absolutely.
You know, I think all of us are even looking at, even, you know, we can say even recently we've probably made a mistake.
Jim, she's looking at me.
Very recently. So if we should not be hiring the least worst, you know, the lesser of all evils, what are some things that we should be looking for when hiring? Because, Jim, most of us aren't expecting to take a leave of absence. We think we're going to be there hands-on to guide and train.
Sure. And so even if you are going to be there to train, you want to build your business and not just hire somebody who's going to fill a seat. So one thing that I talk about in the book is, again, not just hiring based on skills and personality, but also based on character and based on mapping. And so when people hear character, they always think honesty, but it's really additional character traits beyond honesty. And so a couple that I mentioned in the book are responsibility and kindness and service. And so I tie a lot of that into a happy-to-help attitude. You're not going to be able to judge that off of the resume. and you want to have somebody who has ambition, not just to fill the job that's currently in front of them, but somebody who can really build your business, and as your business advances, they're able to adapt towards that. And when I say mapping, it's do they have what you can call the psychological makeup that they're inclined to perform the activities of your job consistently, or do you have to keep forcing them to do it? It's really, does somebody have a passion for the job and for the industry that you're applying for, and do they essentially just want to do good work in general? Some people want to punch in a minute before starting time and punch out a minute after starting time, and you can go and hire those in your business, and I hope my competition does that, but we're going to hold that for people who have, again, more character, and they're mapped to do more than just what's in front of them.
Our guest is Jim Roddy, and he is the president of National Business Magazine publisher, Jamison Publishing. And interestingly enough, you know, you talked a little bit about one of the biggest mistakes is not having enough time. And then you start talking about, you know, all the different mapping and involvements that you get involved before you actually do the hiring process. So I'm going to come back around, Jim, and ask you, how much time is necessary in order to make a safe and accurate hire?
Good question. It depends on the industry, and that's one thing. As I talk to people about hiring, there's a big difference between hiring maybe somebody in a part-time clerical position or somebody in a technical position or hiring an executive. So, you know, it can span all sorts of different things, and so this is why folks have hiring managers have to learn the principles and then apply it. But I can say for our business, we spend at least 15 hours with every single candidate, and that involves an initial interview and resume review, and then really deep interviews for salespeople. We have case studies for writers. We have a writing test, and then we also take everybody and their spouse or significant other out to dinner to see if their spouse or significant other has questions about our company, because they're signing up for this as well. And so it's to make sure that they get comfortable and they get all the data that they need. So again, 15 hours works well for our company. Some folks might need more, might need a little bit less, but I'll tell you what, you certainly can't get to know somebody in just a couple hours, and they certainly can't get to know you, which is another part of this. If you want to hire somebody for the long term, you have to know each other equally well.
You know, I love the going out to dinner with the spouse part of the interview. It's one of my favorite parts. Now, Jim, do you find that sometimes as the manager, the leader of the company, when we're there, when we're present, sometimes we're a little bit in the way? And so in this case, by you being out of, you know, out of the daily work mode, you really got to see your team rise up and see what they were really capable of without having you there. Was that more beneficial than you thought it was going to be?
I was going to say, there were some things I learned from it, but I wouldn't recommend that other people take that method in order to learn what their teams are capable of, again, having to go through a battle with cancer. But, no, that was true. And so I also learned that folks will come to you a lot of times as a leader of organization, ask you a question, you answer them, you think you're doing them a favor. But really there are times where they have to ask you the question and say, and you say back to them, if I wasn't here, what would you do? And so it really taught me to give folks more latitude so they could learn on their own. You know, our owner gave me some latitude when I was hiring, and I remember the best lesson I ever learned was somebody who he said, geez, I really don't think you should hire this person for these reasons. I ended up moving ahead because I thought I was doing the right thing, learned all sorts of lessons from a management standpoint, from a hiring standpoint, and so the person left the organization a little over a year later, and I said, well, now's your time to say, ha-ha, I told you so, and he said, oh, no, I'd do it all over again because now you learned stuff after going through it. I could have told you over and over and over. So, yeah, there is a thing of giving more latitude and giving folks a chance to either succeed or fail, and that's really when they're going to learn, and that's what you need to have if you want to have a growing business and want to have a thriving business. You can't be everywhere, so you have to make sure you're hiring the right people and you're making sure you're giving them learning opportunities as well.
Well, I think your book, Hire Like You Just Beat Cancer, is perfectly timely given the fact that things in this country are probably leaning towards a business development from a small business point of view, where there will be an awful lot of hiring going on, just to people jumping out of the main size workforce and into their own business.
I agree, and that's a lot of what I'm hearing, and I'm part of an association that involves small business people in the retail IT sector, and it's whenever I speak at their organizations, their seminars, I get a lot of follow-up phone calls and conversations with folks who are doing just that. They have a small team, and for them to add one or two people to a small business is going to be a giant step forward, or it could be a giant step backwards. So, yeah, when you're hiring, you got to make sure you do it right, or else you could really harm your business.
Jim Roddy, the author of Hire Like You Just Beat Cancer, and also the president of Jameson Publishing, named one of the best publishing companies to work for in the United States. So you're hiring well, and congratulations to you, Jim, on your journey and for taking that challenge and creating an opportunity, not just for yourself, for your company, but sharing it with all of us. We appreciate you being on the show today.
And thanks for having me on, Angel and Eric. I appreciate your time, and thanks to the listeners for tuning in.
Absolutely. HireLikeYouJustBeatCancer.com. All right, we'll be right back.